Hello, my Audioboo friends. It is Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audioboo. It is January 14th. It's a Monday morning. And it is, what time is it? About 8:15. As you heard in my previous boo, I walked Michaela to school this morning. And it's very, very windy outside. I'm just going to open the window shades here. It's Well, it looks like it wants to be a nice day. The clouds are moving extremely fast, as I had mentioned in the audio boo with my daughter. And it looks semi-clear right now. I think it's going to be a nice day. It's supposed to get cloudy or cloud over a little bit. And the temperature is supposed to drop. Right now it's around 8 degrees, which is unfathomably warm for mid-January here in Montreal. And in fact, over the years, over the last, I want to say almost 5 or 6 years now, I've noticed that the temperatures have been really radical in the middle of winter, with highs, I've seen it get as warm as 10 degrees during the middle of January. It's a little bit nutty. About half the snow we got is gone. I mean, there's still quite a bit of snow out there, but what there is, and in fact, I'm going to go out probably in about an hour or so and throw some salt down to melt some of the ice that has accumulated on our walkway, because otherwise the postman, in our case, it's a post lady, the mail lady, will have a hard time getting to the front of the house to our mailbox. So I'll do that in a little while. I mean, she's not slated to come by until much later this morning, usually around anywhere between 11:30 and 12:45 or so, or can be as late as that. So I just wanted to pipe in on the coffee topic that Dean Reed had started. Wonderful topic. I adore coffee. As probably many of you know, in fact, I think even, I can't remember now who it was that mentioned me with regards to coffee. I think it was Dean himself that I've mentioned coffee quite a few times. And in fact, I've got a nice warm mug of coffee in front of me. I'm just going to put some sweetener in it, just a little bit. Although, you know, I really want to get used to drinking it without sugar at all, or any kind of sweetener. But for the moment, I find it very difficult. Usually in the latter half of the day, I can have it without sweetener. But in the morning, for some reason, I like having sweetener in my coffee. And apparently so does my counter. I spilled a little bit here. So today is going to be mainly a day of working. I've got some report writing to do and clean up the kitchen a little bit, maybe vacuum later on this afternoon, depending on how much work I get done on the report, and listen to some music. But getting back to coffee, how much coffee do I drink? I would say on average I have about a cup, no, maybe a little bit more, maybe 2 cups a day. Now, that's an average, because during the week, as strange as this may sound, I'll only have maybe a cup to a cup and a half. And the reason being is, part of it is due to laziness, and I'll explain. My wife and I bought a new coffee machine, and she makes coffee in the morning just before she leaves. Around 6:30 in the morning. So she makes about the equivalent of 2 mugs or so, and she has a travel mug that she fills up, and off she goes with it. Leaving me about a mug, maybe a mug and a half of coffee. Now, that's including the milk and everything. So it's not actually a whole mug of coffee. It's maybe 3/4 of a mug, and then I put in some milk. Now, after that, sometimes I'll make myself another two mugs or a mug. But usually I don't bother because as the day wears on, I might make myself a tea later on, but mostly I just kind of leave it. Where I do have more coffee is on the weekends, because when we wake up in the morning, I usually brew about 4 or 5 mugs worth, and sometimes even more. And for some reason on the weekends, I find we tend to dilute it a little bit more with milk. So it actually makes not more coffee, but it's just more volume of coffee-like substance with some caffeine in there thrown in for good measure. So that's basically my coffee story. One thing that I must admit that Dean said in one of his last boos in reply to some of the coffee boos is that he's changed over from sort of having a drink or having a beer with with his friends. Hang on. Okay, sorry about that. Just had to clear my throat. Instead of having a beer or a drink with friends, he'll sit down for a cup of coffee. And especially, and then he mentioned, you know, especially if he's driving, he doesn't want to drink, which I applaud you, Dean. You have no idea how happy I am to hear that. Ecstatic, in fact, because I don't hear many people say that. And just to hear it is really, really nice. So getting back, yes, I agree with Dean. I love having a nice conversation over coffee. As you know, some of you may know, some of you may remember, I've teamed up with a bunch of people and we've created sort of a new writing association group of us. And we always get together at a local coffee house, not too far from here. It's a chain of coffee houses. And, you know, there's nothing better than just kind of get together and have a cup of coffee and discuss writing and our projects and what we want to do next. There's just something about the warmth of coffee and the flavor and the whole ambiance. Although the coffee house we go to it's nice, the decor is fine, but it's not cozy, and we were looking for a more cozy place. And our next meeting in a couple of weeks will take place in the lounge of a restaurant, and I will report back and tell you how it went. But it's not a coffee shop, not a cozy coffee shop as where we used to meet. Unfortunately, it closed down. It was really, really strange. Last week, we got together we usually get together on a Wednesday evening, and I was coming home from work and decided to take another route, which would have taken me right in front of this coffee house, and I look over and I see a for rent sign, and I did this double take, because wait a second, that's our coffee shop. It was called Second Cup, and I'm looking over and I'm going, it's gone. It's closed, so I had to rally all... I stopped off at one of the ladies in our group because I knew she could get in touch with at least two or three other people, and hopefully that would translate to two or three other people getting in touch and everybody would find out about it. And we all congregated at a coffee shop not too far from our house here. In fact, the lady that I went to see lives very, very close by. So it was just the strangest thing, you know, to look over and our coffee shop is closed. That was... It's too bad. I guess they had some problems because only students would go there, and they would, you know, they would buy one coffee or maybe two at most, and then they would sit there for 5 or 6 hours studying. There's nothing wrong with that, but obviously when you're running a business, you want flow through, and you want people to buy, and they just weren't cutting it, and they didn't have a drive through, so they couldn't leverage some of their profits from the drive through either. So that's a little bit of my story about coffee. And anyway, stay tuned. For sure, Michaela and I will be doing another audio boo on the way home tonight. She wanted to do one, so we'll catch you then. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.